Rome's Vicar General Cardinal Camillo Ruini and scores of other senior church officials attended the special ceremony held at the Basilica of St. John Lateran to mark the closing of the diocesan investigation into the life, virtues and reputation for holiness of the late Pope. Tens of thousands of pages of documentation and transcripts that were collected during this preliminary stage were formally handed over to the Vatican after being sealed in special boxes. The beatification process will now be taken up by the Congregation for the Causes of Saints. The documentation about miracles attributed to the late Pope includes the case of Marie-Simon-Pierre, a 46-year-old French sister who said she was inexplicably cured of Parkinson's disease after praying to him. Parkinson's was the same illness suffered by Pope John Paul, and the sister's sudden cure came on June 2, 2005, exactly 2 months after his death. In an interview, Sister Marie told us how on the afternoon of that day she was asked by her superior to write the name of John Paul, and she did so, but because of her illness and the trembling it caused, what she wrote was practically illegible.
En rentrant dans ma chambre, j'ai comme eu l'impression d'entendre une voix qui me disait « Prends ton stylo et écris ».
Sister Marie then explained how when she went up to her room to go to bed that night, she felt the sudden urge to pick up a pen. She wrote a couple of pages, and to her astonishment, her handwriting was completely legible. She woke up around 4 a.m. the next morning and found she had no more pain. She was able to jump out of bed and said she felt completely changed with a profound sense of interior peace.
Ce que je peux vous dire, c'est que j'étais malade et que je suis persuadée que je suis guérie.
Sister Marie said her neurologist and other doctors who later examined her were at a complete loss for a medical explanation. The beatification cause is concentrating mainly on the case of Sister Marie, but the Diocese of Rome received details of many other apparent miracles attributed to Pope John Paul's intercession. The postulator who has been handling the beatification cause for Pope John Paul is Monsignor Slavomir Oda. He told me that he had received thousands of emails and letters from every continent, most of them from people saying they've been helped after praying for the intercession of the late Holy Father.
I can say that it is not the unique investigation going on. It was one of the first cases arrived into my office. And I think that it is one of the most particular and most representative for this case, because it regards the disease of the Pope, Parkinson's disease, and the sister. She works in the pro-life field. So I think that it is one of the fields in which the Pope was most interested in.
Were there some things that surprised you during this beatification course, some things perhaps that you didn't know about the Pope and have come to light now?
Well, one thing that was very particular, that many persons that wrote to my office named the Holy Father not by his sanctity, the Holy Father, but they used a very familiar names like Carol, our father, and so on. So it means that the Pope has entered in our life, in the life of our family, and he is concerned as a member of our particular family.
Were many of this documentation from Poland?
Yes, I have received many documents from Poland, but practically from all the world. Here in Europe, from all the European states, but also from the United States, from the North America and South America, but also from the United States, from the North America and South America, Asia and so on. So practically in this process, I have received the signs of interest and support for this process from all the world.
Are you more convinced than you were before that Pope John Paul will soon be a blessed and then afterwards a saint?
Well, I am convinced that he is sent, and what we are doing corresponds to the practice of the Church, and we should observe this practice. But it is my personal conviction that he is sent. It is a great joy for me to have this particular approach to his person. How the process will continue, I don't know. We'll do everything observing the rules of the canon law.
Now, this process, of course, it's not only for the people who believe that Pope John Paul is a saint, but there's also people who, if they feel there's an objection to raise. Have you had many objections?
No, I have received some objections, of course, well, a few letters. And a very interesting thing that all of them concerned not the person of the Holy Father, but they were contesting the particular aspect of the theology of his magisterium.
So they weren't, as you say, against his person, they didn't doubt his virtue, his holiness?
No, not at all.
Okay, at this point then, is your work finished?
Well, no. The Cardinal Vicar, he has given me the mandate to continue this work, so I have finished only the first part of my work.
Do you think at this point there's a chance that Pope John Paul will become a blessed in as short a time as, say, Mother Teresa of Calcutta did?
Well, I don't know, because, you know, all the canonic process has its unknown aspects, so it is impossible now to say how long it will be.
So to sum up, for you, what are your emotions after the end of this period?
Well, I'm very happy because it is finished, but I'm also convinced that all these 2 years that I worked with this process was for me a great gift of the Lord.
That was the postulator for the beatification cause for Pope John Paul, Monsignor Slavomir Oda. Earlier on Monday, a mass was celebrated in the Vatican by Cardinal Stanislaw Dziwisz of Krakow at the late Pope's tomb in the crypt of St. Peter's Basilica. The final event in the day of commemorations marking the anniversary of the late Pope's death was a mass presided over by Pope Benedict at St. Peter's.